Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the year.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Wow! I like those
Boys. That was fun.
Those were new and fancy.
Hello! Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, on the keys.
And also the person who pours the waters.
Also the person, Scott has a new job. It's person who pours the waters. He felt so jealous that Brett on the frets is also the engineer, and that Dana Wickens on the sticks is also the drummer. And Scott felt that he needed a job, and so he has one now, and it's person who pours the waters.
Again, could not make this clear.
He has chosen to do this.
We are not making Scott pour water for us.
No, we make Scott pour champagne, but he chooses to pour water.
We got Meal Person Stacy. We got Karate Bird.
All of the fictional, non-fictional characters that populate this universe. But oh boy, do we have a guest for you today. I am so excited that she is here. You know her from Miranda Sings, soon to be in the Broadway musical Waitress. I know her from high school. Please welcome Colleen Ballinger! So much for doing this show. Also, hello.
Hello, Zach Reno.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I miss being in high school with you.
Man, we had good high school.
We did. It was a weird high school, but it was a good high school.
What
time.
Was weird about it to you? Because it's the only high school I know. But
well,
I think
same. Well, I don't know. I think high school's just weird for everybody, probably.
For sure.
High school's a weird time, but it was weird for us. We were those choir theater nerds,
yes.
You know?
And honestly, identify almost more of a choir nerd than as a theater nerd, because that's weirdly where all the choir kids also did theater. Mm-hmm. There weren't a ton of kids. We had a big musical theater program mm-hmm. at our high school. There were some people that just did theater, but there was just a huge amount of people that did choir and theater because we had a pretty good choir.
We're really talented.
What was the thing that you did?
Madrigal singers?
Yes, madrigals. Oh, if you made it into madrigals, girl, you were the top notch.
This is how Zach explained to me earlier on in our partnership why he was so much better at harmonizing than me. And not in a condescending way, me being like, why can't I ever pick it out? Because I was always a soprano. And he was like, well, as a tenor in the madrigal
scene. That's so true.
I was a tenor in the madrigal scene. I was doing weird harmonies.
I remember we used to at lunchtime like hang out in the choir room and like you would play piano and goof around and be hilarious.
We would do dumb songs.
Yeah, well you would, and I would sit there and laugh at you. Well, which is what's going to happen today.
Sometimes we ask people like, what's your history with musical theater? But like, I kind of know yours because we did three shows together over the course of high school.
Yes.
We did. Pirates of Penzance.
Oh, we sure did.
What was the name of your character in that?
I was Mabel. You were the lead. That was my first lead role ever. Yes. Oh.
Crushed it. A hard role to sing.
Thanks. I squeaked out those high notes, girl.
I was an unnamed pirate. Don't worry about it. Then we did Les Mis. Mm-hmm. You were...
I was Cosette.
I was a pimp and a poor person. Don't worry about it. It was super fun.
You know what? You're saying three. I know you're getting to the third, but we actually did four because we did. Do you remember we did Sweeney Todd in the cafeteria?
Oh my gosh. But we didn't sing in that. That was
it was just the straight play and it was so boring.
There's a straight play of Sweeney Todd?
Oh, would you believe it? If you take all the fun stuff out of Sweeney Todd, there is a show left over.
And also, because it was so short and lame, we did a vaudeville show for the second act.
Oh my God. I had totally forgotten about that until this moment.
Just so you know, I have it on tape. And the only reason I remember this is because I watched it a few weeks ago when I was looking for content.
We gotta see these vids.
Okay. And I'm going to send it to you.
We'll find it. We'll post it on the
anyway,
feed.
So we do have...
Did we sing in that? Was there a harmony thing?
Yes,
we did. Were you singing and I was doing dumb jokes?
Yeah, we did like something. I can't remember. Cocktails for Two.
Yes.
Cocktails for Two. And there was like a penny whistle and a... I don't remember. It was really weird.
Wild.
I'm going to send it to you.
And then the other show that we did.
Have we talked about
this on the podcast before?
Definitely.
Surely. Colleen is also a member of the touring company of Anything Goes in Outer Space.
You forgot the dot, dot, dot.
Anything Goes, ellipsis, in Outer Space.
Outer Space. Yes. That was my first show in high school.
And mine too.
I was ensemble member, whatever, 74.
I was a freshman cast as the oldest man in that show.
Mm. Oh my God, were you?
Elijah J. Whitney, I believe is his name. And they gave me like Geordie-style Star Trek glasses that were made out of clay.
I don't know why. Clay?
They were like mesh, but they weren't they didn't just go buy them from a store. They wanted to make them for some reason. Maybe this is before Amazon was, I truly don't know. But they made them, Marion Asdrill made a pair out of like wire and clay. Like straight up
wild.
Clay.
Did your theater department have an active tech side? Was like, were kids building the sets or were parents getting
involved? Yes, and they were good.
There was crew and they were always crew. It wasn't like the theater kids also did crew. It was like the crew kids, they always wore black, they always wear chucks, and they always like were very cool and you didn't talk to them.
They were not there to audition and stuff and not get into it and end up in the crew. No. They were there to do crew.
We had that too, but not enough to supply like all the roles. So, and you know, were you an International Thespian Society troupe?
No, I don't know what that is,
that
but it sounds
real
very
fancy.
Fancy.
Oh,
me and Scott were.
Okay, don't worry. Now he's fetching water, so that's all I'm going to say.
Two other people went to the same high school in this room, but we...
that's right.
You get like chords when you graduate, it's an honor society, but you have to do a certain amount of onstage and offstage to be a thespian. And so like that means that like even if you want only to be an actor, you still have to do, you know, technical theater.
Yes. And we did like the strike and stuff, but these kids were like, when we would do the strike, they would tell us what to do.
Yeah, they were so good
at that.
They were truly like, I was like so enamored with them. They were very, very good.
We had them, but just not enough. We always had to fill out the ranks, you know. Man. Was that the same when you were there, Scott? Oh, yeah. He's nodding. Props. He doesn't have a mic.
Tons of props.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of props.
Yeah.
Well, our theater was real intense. It was really fun.
It was great.
We had a blast. We took Anything Goes to the Fringe Festival.
That's right.
In Edinburgh, which was amazing. It was my first time to Scotland and kind of overseas, I think. I was like 14 or 15.
It was for me too. And did you see, there were a bunch of high schools that went and brought shows there. And I may have said this before on the pod, but I'm going to say it again because it's so like, it's burned into my memory. We did our show at this little theater. They push you far away from the main fringe. So almost no one except your parents comes to see the show.
Yeah.
But another high school, a performing arts high school, did a production of Chicago.
I remember
this.
Yes.
And they brought in kids that had been in the, like, it was the most professional show I had maybe seen in my life up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
And it really rocked me to my core.
Yeah. I was like, because we suck. we were awful compared to them. It was
we were not even in the same like realm of this show. And they were like a sleepaway performing arts school, and they had brought back people that were now in college. But I, like at the time, it was we were living in the same place as them, so we would walk by them on the way to like their packed show that people from the Fringe were coming to see, and then we would do Anything Goes. We'd all learn to tap dance like a month before.
All those rehearsals. I will never forget tap dance rehearsals where my shoes would fill with blood because our tap teacher was so nuts. Like, she, do you remember? You were probably just naturally just so good at tap, but it was not easy for me. And I just remember getting, I got the cheap tap shoes. Like, we couldn't afford like the fancy good ones.
Right.
So I got ones that were, I think, made of glass or plastic. I'm not
that
sure.
Broke on the inside.
Yeah, they just were made to cut your feet open, and my feet would bleed at every rehearsal.
That is so sad.
We cut.
Go ahead.
Did you have
no
one?
I was just gonna talk more.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I
when I was just gonna say, when we were when I was at Fringe, the time I got to meet you briefly in passing with Zach years ago, we would go see the theater productions as part of like outreach from
the high school productions.
Because there was a workshop component of what Baby Wants Candy would do, and Zach and I saw A Midsummer Night's Dream that was set on the Jersey Shore.
Yes, we did. And the next, it was incredible. And then the next year I saw another Shakespeare thing that was set in in The Hobbit.
Yeah.
It was The Hobbit.
You can't set, if you're in high school, you can't set Shakespeare. You have to do something weird with
you
it.
You have to do something
yeah,
weird
Yeah, we did.
With it.
I did Midsummer Night's Dream in the 60s in high school.
Yes, you did. Yes. I saw it.
I'm sorry. But did you see a musical theater production by high schoolers set in outer space with inflatable furniture?
Only in my mind from the many times I've heard about it, but
you
sadly.
Know what? You're about to. We cut to a high school auditorium. Oh my God, did you guys hear? The director's doing something weird with the show this year.
Good, finally.
Finally. I'm so tired of doing musicals in the place where they were designed to be done. Like, ugh. West Side Story, set in New York? Boring.
I want it to be set in the basement of a mall.
Yes.
Me too. And come on, what about Chicago? Why can't that be under the sea?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing about Chicago that means it has to be in Chicago. You know what I've heard them talk? All the other teachers, they like to talk so much smack on our teacher, but I think he's a genius. They say he's full. Till they see and they care, they won't say he's full of hot air.
When he sees the script for a production of My Fair Lady, he says, oh, people would put this in Britain. But I say, maybe I will put it somewhere else, like in a volcano. And it will be the best thing you could do to this show.
They say he's full of hot air. They say he's full of hot air.
But when they see what he will do with this show, they'll just stop and stare, 'cause he's not full of hot air.
And maybe this is the chance we've all been that sleepaway school to come and bust down our door. They'll say, wait, you're actually not really bad. They will think we're not bad. They will think we're not bad.
They'll say we're not full of hot air.
Another very good high school
full of hot air.
And finally, in that great applause in the spotlight, and tap, 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 and tap.
No matter how hard I try, I just can't get this time step
Johnny?
Sarah, my feet are cut to shreds.
Oh, really? Let me see.
See this?
Oh, my God!
That used to be a foot.
What is that?
I don't know. I think it's still technically a foot, but it doesn't feel or look like
one. And tap. Oh. And tap. Ow. And tap. And tap. And tap. Dang it. My feet hurt, too. Can you take a look?
Yeah, sure. Oh, my Lord! What is that?
I don't know. Is something growing out of it?
No, I think it is what your foot used to be.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe Madame Perfection is running this drill so many times.
She's so insane.
Listen, children, you don't sleep with your mumsies and dadsies.
No, we're children. We sleep in our own beds.
I mean, you sleep here at the school.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, well, also, of course, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're a prestigious performing arts high school.
Yes, I know. I know that, Johnny. I'm telling you, you don't sleep in the homes with your mumsies and dadsies.
And we're telling you, we know that. We sleep in our dorms, separated by gender.
I'm not concerned about your beds. I'm talking about how every little breath belongs to us. Every little breath belongs to us. So tap and tap and tap. Yes, you must. For every little breath belongs to us. Shuffle ball change if I tell you to do it. Shuffle ball change and you will not undo it. My training, my work, all the years I have spent to make all of your foot and arms properly bent. Every breath belongs to us. Every breath belongs to us. If you don't like it, you can get on a bus. Ew, every breath belongs to us.
But ma'am, when we tried to get on a bus, you said buses are for quitters, and you shot the tires of the bus.
Yes!
We tried to leave this school in the middle of the night. You said there's no leaving here, you trust.
Yes!
All I want to do is impress Miss Perfection. Then maybe I can get to Broadway, which is my dream.
Belongs to us.
Tap, tap, tap.
Every single breath belongs to us. Next time I won't shoot out the tires of the bus. Every breath.
Sarah.
What?
Sarah, come here.
What, Johnny? What?
Sorry, she went outside for a smoke and I think alcohol break, which is illegal.
I'm taking an alcohol break.
Oh, it's definitely what she's doing. Break.
It's gin mixed with just not grapefruit juice, only grapefruit peel.
Okay.
Okay.
It's gin with... It's gin.
I'm glad.
And I'm not smoking because I'm not an idiot, but I will hold this cigarette in my mouth because it looks cool.
All right.
Okay. Oh, man.
We've got to get you to Broadway, and I think that... I don't think this teacher is the one you need.
I think she is. She is. She's the only way I'm going to get there. She's so progressive with what she does with shows every year. I don't know. I feel like I need to get the lead in her next production.
Okay. Well, if you want to, then I will help you blackmail her into giving you the lead in the next production.
Thank God. I was just going to ask you that.
Because we can't leave it up to auditions because she hates us.
And we don't have feet.
And we don't have feet, plural. We've each got one good foot.
Yeah. How are we going to get the lead with one foot?
Wait a second. We both only have one foot.
Okay.
What if we tie ourselves together
and audition as
one person?
That's perfect.
Oh my God.
What show? Do we know? Has she announced the show for this year?
I haven't heard anything.
It doesn't matter because the two of us, we can do it. We're basically one person anything.
Yeah.
We finish each other's
sentences.
We eat each other's
food.
We sleep in each other's
beds, except not most of the time because the dorms are separated.
Right. We drive each other's
cars.
We jump off each other's
cliffs.
When we bought those cliffs last year and said, you can share my cliff. Do it together.
Together.
Everything together.
Together.
We can do it together, me and you.
Together.
Everything together.
Together.
We can do it together, me and you.
I
I mean, sure, you played Tony in West Side Story, but have you played it with your best friend?
No, and have you ever played it as the same person?
When maybe I do all the funny lines.
And maybe I do the serious ones.
And then we do half of the walking each, because again, we've only got one foot, but we'll do it together.
We'll do it together.
We'll do everything together.
Together,
me and you. We can do it together.
We can do it together. If we do it
together,
then we'll be together.
Together.
All right, back to work, or you'll never be cast in this year's musical.
Oh, here it comes! Here it comes! Here it comes! What do you want it to be?
Oh my God, I'm really hoping it's Chicago.
I'm hoping for Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know what it's about, but I think it's about a Spider Woman.
I hope so.
This year's musical will be Sound of Music.
Oh my God.
Sound of Music?
Can you imagine the first ever... Two-person, one-person Maria
in Sound of Music?
Okay. Now, I want you to know there's only going to be a few parts you can even audition for, because I'm hiring child actors to play the Von Trapp children. So, you can be the nuns, you can be Maria, you can be Captain Von Trapp, you can be Uncle Max, and you could be that lady that Captain Von Trapp almost marries but then doesn't. Those are the only parts.
So you thought that the children shouldn't be portraying the children in Sound of Music.
I don't believe in you. So I'm casting real children. I'm not... Johnny, do you think I would believe you as Kurt, a 10-year-old boy? A 14-year-old boy?
You've made it clear that you don't believe that I disappear into any role at all.
Johnny, you can't be Kurt. And what, Sarah, you think you could be Brigitte? I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting a real 13-year-old to play Brigitte, not you, a 14-year-old.
I understand. Yes, of course, Miss Perfection.
Now, back to tap practice. Gin.
Yeah, we have to practice our tap for that big tap number in Sound of Music.
When Maria's up on the hill and says, I will break this mountain with my shoes.
We gotta rehearse. Are you ready, Johnny? We gotta get this perfect for the auditions. I think they're this afternoon.
Listen, I think that we can audition as best we can, but I still think my plan of blackmailing her is pretty good.
That's true.
How do we solve a problem like Miss Perfection?
Meanwhile, at the public school... Oh my gosh, he's about to come out and announce what the show's gonna be.
He's such a visionary. He never does the show you think he's gonna do, and when he doesn't do it in the way you think he's gonna do it.
And also, he like always gives us a part that's right above our ability, so we stretch and grow.
Oh, here he comes,
All right, class.
We love you.
We love you, we respect you.
Yes, I know.
Nice scarf today, by the way.
Thank you, my wife picked it out.
Whoa, he's got a wife!
Yes, I'm on my third one.
Whoa!
All right.
Third wife!
Yes, settle down.
Sorry.
Yes, I am very excited to announce the musicale this year. We are doing...
I hope it's No, No, Nanette or Yes, Yes, Yvette, the sequel to No, No, Nanette.
We are doing the incredible production of Les Miserables.
Whoa!
But hold on. We are doing it in the style of Game of Thrones.
Very cool!
But there's a twist.
Another twist?
It's also set in a nudist colony.
Nude cool. Game of Thrones, Miserables?
Lay nude to Rob Thrones?
Lay nude to Rob
of Thrones?
One more twist!
What?
The children will be played by professional adult actors. And all of the adult roles will be played by children.
Whoa!
That's great.
What do we count? What do we count like, as a child? So like young Cosette.
Like young Cosette Gavroche, of course, will be played by Russell Crowe.
Oh, you got Russell Crowe?
Yes,
again?
I did. Well, I've reached out to his people.
Oh my
gosh. We're waiting to hear back.
Mr. Olivier, your ideas, they inspire me, you know? Like, because... Doing theater in school should be about, like, learning and growing.
It should be about exploration and freedom.
And that's what you teach us to do.
Yes, I do. I love teaching my students to think outside the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only box I want to be in is the black box.
No time for jokes.
You're right.
We need to get serious. There's some big auditions coming up, and we need to make sure you are all ready to do Les Mis as Game of Thrones in the nudist colony. So children, take off your clothes.
Okay.
Normal and good. I feel good and safe about this.
My wife says it's all right.
Okay.
Which wife?
The second one.
Okay. So not the wife you're
but
with
I, you
now.
You know what I like? You know what I can learn from that through context clues? That even though they are divorced, they're on good terms.
That's great. I would expect nothing less of our teacher, Mr. Olivier.
Yes, of course, children.
Just to be clear, you would like us, a bunch of students, to take off our clothes.
Yes, but don't be disgusting about it. You'll keep on your underwear. This is for theater.
Oh.
Anything for the art. It's art, children.
Also, an art teacher told me that if you're nude, there's no shame and you're not even aware of it. Yes. Only nakedness makes us feel shame.
Whoa.
Yes, be proud of your body.
And my
children.
Underwear is a full tankini, so I feel cool as hell.
Honestly, my underwear is boxer briefs, and
cool.
I wasn't sure about them at first. But I'm making a transition away from briefs, and I feel good about it.
From briefs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool, because you were a kid.
I would never wear boxers. Ew, are you kidding me? Too much air down there, no thank you.
Mr. Olivier's already teaching us so much. Oh, man.
Excuse me? Sorry, I have a question. It's me, Tiffany, the girl who never talks.
Whoa!
Oh, my God, this is the first time we've ever heard from Tiffany.
I know I'm normally just on crew, and I do a great job making you all sound amazing, and you never
really,
thank me.
You really do.
Yeah, but I really want to audition this year, but I have a question, Mr. Olivier. I'm not wearing underwear.
Mm.
What do I do?
Classic crew.
Cool, Tiffany.
They're always
cool,
too cool.
Cool big reveal from Tiffany on crew.
Tiffany, you know what you need to do. Take off your pants.
I think this is getting too weird.
Okay.
Hey, Tiffany, I think if you don't want to, you don't have to. I think Mr. Olivier is opening the door for you shouldn't feel like you can't participate in the thing just because you're not wearing underwear.
No, I never said that.
Okay. Never mind.
Huh.
He's making a hard turn back. I've got another pair of underwear. They're boxers. I would never wear them. Ew, too much air down there. But if you want them, you can have them, I guess.
Thanks. That's what I'll do.
And I have the other half of a tankini. I always keep one of these.
You're not
spare.
Wearing the top half? Oh, it's a bathing suit.
It's a spare tankini.
I didn't understand. I don't know too much about girls' style of clothing.
If you have spare boxers, I can have a spare tankini.
You sure can. I thought you were saying that you were only wearing half of the set of
sure,
clothing you were wearing.
I get how it was confusing.
Mr. Olivier has left the room.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't want to be here when we took off our clothes.
That makes
this
me
exercise
feel
is for us.
I'm back. I wanted to. Sorry, I needed a break before you guys took off your clothes. I had to compose myself and get a drink of water. All right, children, get ready. We're going to rehearse, okay? We're going to rehearse the big number of the Game of Thrones Les Mis musical in the nudist colony.
One day red wedding more naked style?
Yes.
Okay.
One day more red
wedding
naked
style.
It's a classic.
You want us to just sight read this?
Yes, here's the sheet music.
Okay, here we go.
Here's this.
One leg more. I took off my pants and then got stabbed in the leg by someone I thought was my friend.
One frame more. There was a fray right beside me and he took a point with his pointy end. He stuck it in my neck and now I'm dead.
Do you roll my pants away? I'll leave them here for when it's tomorrow.
Gavroche. Now take your shirt off every day.
Every day.
But don't forget to leave your panties on or I'll get arrested.
Here they all stand with blood in hand. Watch them as they sink to the bottom, and we are unsure about the line of how much clothing, but it's feeling fine.
And now everybody's dead.
And everybody is dead.
No one lived to see tomorrow.
Everybody's dead.
Gosh, this wedding is so red. And we are filled with nudists.
this means to me. It turned over a new leaf in storytelling. No character is safe.
No one is safe.
No one is away from the risk of death. So it makes me, yes, it makes me love every moment before they are dead and get invested in.
Productions open up, which will be better? Will Sarah achieve her dream of being on Broadway? Is that teacher an alcoholic or just enjoying gin? Find out when we return to the second half of
High School Musicals!
The Musical!
Hi, friends who listen to this show. How are you? This is Zach and Jess from Off Book.
How are you doing? Check in. Take a moment for yourself right now. You doing good? If not, that's okay. Just love where you are right now.
You know us, and you know that we love Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Gosh, we love it so much.
We love the show, and we love those three dudes who put on a great show.
They're good dudes. I was listening to that podcast before we even had an Earwolf podcast, and guess what?
Season 3 is out now.
It's out right now. If you don't know, the Magic Tavern is a fully improvised fantasy epic about Arnie Niekamp, a guy from Chicago who gets trapped in a magical land, Foon, and decided to start a podcast interviewing magical creatures. It has had so many incredible people on it. It's very, very, very funny, but it's very long, so if you're looking for a place to jump in, long good. Like, there's a huge backlog. It's wonderful. But they're in season 3, they leave the tavern to begin a quest to defeat the Dark Lord, and it's a great place for new listeners to jump in or for anyone who's fallen behind to jump back in. Season 3, get into it.
You heard them on our show recently doing the best version of West Side Story of all time. So check out Magic Tavern. Jump in season 3. I went through the whole back catalog and had a great time. But if you need a jumping off point, get on that season 3. And I don't know, you might hear two characters who sound a lot like us.
And you might hear, if you go back even further, two other characters that sound a lot like us.
Go back further, you might hear those characters before sounding a lot like us.
If you go back even further, you might, in an ad break, hear two other characters that sound a lot
like us.
We'll play some squirrels and some tigers and some kids who are basically kids from Hogwarts, even though that's not technically where they're from.
That's right.
Anyway, stay tuned after this episode to hear a trailer for the new season. Listen to it, you'll love it!
Foon!
Welcome back! When we last left these two schools we assume are nearby, they were both preparing to put on a production. What will happen now? Find out when we return to the second half of High School Musicals.
The Musical.
Thank you for meeting me, Mr. Olivier.
Yes, of course.
Jin?
Oh, thank you. I am very intrigued by your school and how it runs.
And I yours by how it doesn't run.
It runs, trust me.
Listen, I think you and I have more in common than maybe is perceptible on the surface.
I agree. I knew I liked you the second I saw you. Oh. You reminded me of the time I did the community theater production of MAME.
Okay, I'm getting nervous. Which part is a compliment?
All parts.
All right, well, I guess we only know what we've seen, what we've done, and if I need to be your community theater MAME, I shall be. I assume that's who you're associating me with.
Yes, of course.
Okay,
of course.
Well, you remind me of a young man who was in a production of Our Town when I was doing regional theater in Louisville. Not at the Actors, just in Louisville to the side. Just because you both wear scarves. That's really,
that was
I don't have a
compliment.
Yes, well, you can decide how you feel about it.
Gin for both of you?
Oh, thank you. I'll take mine on the rocks. Hold the gin.
So just a glass full of ice?
Yes, please.
Very good, sir. And you?
Yes, gin with grapefruit. Not juice, boy. Not liqueur. Just the rind.
Just on, not on the edge of the glass, inside of it?
Yes.
Muddled?
No.
Well, do you want to taste the grapefruit?
Only when I sniff it as I take a sip.
And are you sure you don't want anything else in the glass but ice?
Yes, I am sure, mister.
Well, very good, I'll just leave these here and go away with the wind. And so that you two can continue complimenting each other, it seems like that was what was about to begin.
Oh, no one tells me how to drink my gin.
Bitch.
No one tells me how to drink my gin.
And no one tells me how to chew my ice. Yes, I chew it, I don't sip it. What a twist.
No one tells us how to drink.
Very good, my mistake. Here's an appetizer menu. Would you like something to eat? The kitchen closes in 10.
Are you kidding me? Do you think 10 is enough for us to peruse it and have you come back again?
I suppose I will tell them to keep the kitchen open if you think it's gonna take longer to choose. But I gotta tell you, the pretzel is great. It really has nothing to lose.
Excuse me, did you just tell us to eat the pretzel? 'Cause no one tells us what to eat, sir.
I want you to leave right now. I can't put my eyes on you, no, sir. Leave and bring back our drinks. Come back before. No, you better not think that we want to see your face without our drinks.
Very well.
No one tells me how to drink my gin or ice. No one tells me how to drink my gin or eat your ice.
Yes.
And if you want to tell us about a pretzel, you better think twice, 'cause you better not tell me.
Not gonna get tipped.
Wow.
Believe it or not, I had more to say to you.
What? Okay.
Not you! Leave! I mean Mr. Olivier.
You just have such a connection, I keep getting drawn back. I'll go get your drink!
Listen, I've heard that you're trying to outsource your child parts to adults, and I've been outsourcing my child parts to children.
Yes.
And I feel like I found a kindred spirit. We've been stuck, relegated to this horrible life of teaching high schoolers theater when they don't even deserve it, when truly we're meant for something greater.
Yes, we are. I've always dreamt of being on the Broadway stage. I know you've dibble-dabbled there.
I dibble-dabbled. Yes, 24 years ago, I was a swing in Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, I know well.
Oh, no. I can't believe it. Mark, who's playing the Phantom, he was on the chandelier when it crashed into the stage, and he broke both his arms and his throat, and he can't sing a note, and he's fine, don't worry, but he can't sing. I mean, he's not fine, he's not good, but he can't go on. We need someone to do it.
Let me do it.
But you're playing Christine.
Let me do both. Let me do it. No, this is not a joke.
But you're the person playing Christine. I cannot fathom how we also made you the swing for the Phantom.
Oh, I know it's torrid and it's hard to follow, buddy. But that can be the path of a swing. I'm not an understudy. I follow the tracks of multiple roles, and usually they should not intersect, but I do, and so you'll have to make this with an accept. It didn't go well.
Oh my.
The chandelier crashed again, and some say I caused it.
You know.
Some say I was just very bad.
Hey, sorry, Miss Perfection.
Yes?
What are you doing singing badly holding scissors near the rope that holds up the chandelier?
Think of me, think of me cutting. I did cause it. I regretted it. Oh, sorry. Back so soon.
Yes, but I have the drinks. Thank goodness. Didn't take long to make. They were simple. Your glass of ice, your gin with grapefruit peel in it, not muddled, not liqueur, not juice. Please don't call me boy. I think I'm older than you.
I doubt it.
Well,
I was a swing 24 years ago.
Oh no! The person playing the swing in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown has fallen. He fell from the rope that we hung him from. We were supposed to hang him because he's playing a literal.
Let me do it.
But you're playing Lucy.
Let me do it. Yes, this is my thing to take after every role. That is what I swing. It ended poorly. I swung on myself, and some say I caused that chandelier to drop. Why was there a chandelier in A Good Man, Charlie Brown? I insisted. Oh,
I'd be lying if I said I didn't know all of this already.
I know.
I've looked up everything about you.
Yes.
And I have an idea for you, Miss Madam Perfection. A proposition.
I see.
Oh my god, are you proposing? Sorry.
What if?
Yes.
You know, I'm bored of my students, you're bored of yours.
I hate them.
What if we perhaps switcheroo and I have your glass of grapefruit rind and you have my glass of ice?
Huh. You take my perfectly distilled liquor. And citrus, the children of wealth and privilege who've been given every opportunity in life and have been training since they were 2 years old, and I take your rabble-rabble ice cubes, just frozen water, and we see what happens.
Yes, of course.
Excellent. What do I do?
You leave, and you truly never come back.
Sure, sure, but what about in the show? Like, what sort of part of this do I have?
Do you think we're going to cast you in one of our high school musicals?
Maybe. You're both casting adults in some form.
You've been listening to everything we say?
A good bartender is always listening.
I don't think that's right.
Well, it's true.
You know what? If I'm doing the show Sound of Music now, I'm looking for a Captain Von Trapp. Someone who's strong and powerful and gets in everybody's business and is a rat. You might be perfect for Captain Von Trapp. Mr. Bartender, what do you say?
I'd say that's a thing that I could do, but you may have to wait because maybe you'll offer me something too. Which one of you has better parts for me? I may just be a bartender, but I got a lot to offer, you'll see.
Well, if I'm now doing Les Miserables as Game of Thrones in the tasteful nude, here's the part that I say I would offer you. I'll offer you to Nardier, but he is also the Hound. Truly the greatest intersection of character ever found. Maimed from an early age, watch out for the dog that bites. That's the part you would play. That's right.
Captain Von Trapp or the Nardier? Which part is this bartender going to play? Captain Von Trapp or the Nardier? And also, Slash the Hound, a better role maybe cannot be found. But also, here is a fact, there is no role more classic than a Captain Von Trapp. And one of them falls in love, and one of them gets burned in a fire. One of them scrapes for things off the ground, the other has a maid to hire. Captain Von Trapp or the Nardier? Captain Von Trapp or the Nardier? Which one is this bartender going to play? I'll play Captain Von Trapp and the Nardier.
Wow, something has me spitting up my gin. Is it Thenardier? I thought it was Thenardier.
I don't know. I've just heard the word for the first time just now.
He has a lisp.
I think it's spelled Thénardier, but yes, probably pronounced Thénardier.
Ooh, that was lovely what you did there.
Thank you.
Here's what I care about, that we destroy these theater departments so that I can finally be rid of my horrible toil and return to the path that I want, swinging in and out of Broadway shows and putting an adult in two significant roles with no training will be just the ticket.
Meanwhile, at the poor high school, and not poor, just let's say less fancy than the other one, it was sort of implied that they had less funding. Really, the one that was had the freewheeling
teacher.
It feels
like, yes, if one of them is a sleepaway boarding school, there's just more money than a standard public school.
The poorer school. I can't believe there's a new director that we maybe don't have to blackmail.
I know.
Now we just have to kill it as two people playing Maria. What's her last name?
You're at the wrong school.
Yes.
Go back to the rich school.
Okay. Bye.
Now, back at the poor... the poor school again. Ah, that little brat coming to our poor school trying to get all the information from us.
Yeah, doesn't he know we switched directors, not production, so the boarding school is still doing Sound of Music, but the public school is still doing Les Miserables, Game of Thrones, and The Nude. We're just getting directed by Madame Perfection on loan from the boarding school. Didn't he know it at all?
What an idiot.
Didn't he know it?
Hey, I'm here at the school where I go to.
Yeah.
What show are we doing?
We're doing the same show we are always doing with new director.
That's right. We have a fancy new director.
Yes.
Yeah. But meanwhile, at that boarding school... Hey.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. You will not believe what I did this morning.
What'd you do?
You know those dreams, Johnny, where you wake up and you're naked? Yeah, picture a dream where you wake up and straight up go to the wrong school.
Oh God, were they all naked?
Yes, that is what happened. It was so bizarre. I went there and the first thought was like, something is weird. My friends are all different. They're not wearing clothes. And then I thought, hold on, because it took me a second to look up to their faces because puberty. I'm sorry.
I know you shouldn't stare. I get it,
and I know when you're naked, you're not asking for the male gaze or anything, but it was just like they were all a lot naked. Tastefully,
okay.
Legally, not actually naked. Anyway, I went to the wrong school, Sarah!
Hey, Johnny, Sarah, it's me, Kimberly, the crew person who never talks.
Kimberly, this is the first time we've ever heard you talk. Also, thank you for all the sound work that you do.
Also, I'm pretty sure you're from the other school.
Oh, you might be thinking of my cousin, Tiffany.
Oh, really? There's two of you?
Well, she's my cousin.
Okay.
But are there two of you? Me? No. There's lots of crew members. It takes a lot of crew to put on a show. Boy, does it. But listen, I just want you to know that sometimes I'm in the wings and I'm wearing my show blacks, and so maybe you don't notice me, and maybe I do that all the time in my free time, and I have some information that I think will really benefit you.
I just thought you were goth, but it's pretty cool. Anyway, yes, information, please.
Yeah, no, the crew members wear black so that we can be less seen in the wings if we do set changes.
That's a secret?
Well, I don't know. It seemed like Johnny was confused.
Is that the secret you came to tell us?
No. Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Not the secret. The secret is I was sitting in my all blacks in a tasteful lounge in the center of town, and the two theater teachers came in, Mr. Olivier and Madame Perfection. And they don't even want the shows to be good.
What?
What?
They want them to be bad so that they can be free from teaching and go back to being a Broadway swing.
I'm okay.
And scarf model.
Sorry. So their trajectory is, if we do a show that is so bad, that will somehow catapult their careers.
I'm just the messenger. No, I didn't come up with the plan.
You know what, Tiffany? Thank you for this information.
I'm Kimberly.
Sorry,
Kimberly.
It's just that you look just like Tiffany. Are you sure there aren't two of you?
Yeah, I mean, she's my cousin. We have some similar DNA, but like not that much.
Okay.
It's okay. It's hard for the crew to say all that we want to say sometimes, but I overheard you saying you wanted to blackmail Madame Perfection, so I thought, maybe this could be
our chance. This is what we need to do.
Information is so useful.
Yes.
And also, what insight about why you all wear black in the wings? That was world-changing for me. Thank you.
Johnny, this is our chance.
Sarah.
If she wants us to put on a bad production of Sound of Music, what if we put on the best production ever cast as Maria as one person with two legs?
Okay. I'm about to do something really selfless.
Okay.
And it's hard for me.
Okay.
And I want you to know that.
Okay.
I think we should both play Maria.
Of course.
But I think you should play the top half of Maria.
What?
And I will be the bottom half with one of my hands and one of my feet as your feet. Because I've thought about how it would be to be two people doing the top half. And it's just harder.
Johnny, this is the sweetest thing anyone has ever done for me.
Sarah, sit on my shoulders, or like more on my back. 'Cause I'll be walking around on my hands and my feet. I'm missing a foot, you know that. So sit on my shoulders, metaphorically. And you will be the greatest Maria the world has ever seen.
Johnny, I can't believe you're offering me this. I'll sit on your shoulders.
Sit on my shoulders.
Every night.
Every night.
I'll be the best Maria that anyone has ever seen that night. I'll sit on
my shoulders.
Every day.
Every day. While we walk around school practicing for this play.
Great.
And I can feed you lines if ever you forget.
And I can talk for you if ever you don't want to say hi to someone.
And I usually don't. I have social anxiety. It's gonna help me a lot in my social life for you to talk for me when you sit on my shoulder. Show all right. No, better than all right.
If it's better than all right, we can blackmail Madam Perfection.
She will have to get out of this school when she sees how good we were with even out any direction.
Sit on your shoulders.
Sit on my shoulders.
Sit on your shoulders.
Sit on my shoulders. And take a
Wow, I can't wait for the final number of this production of Les Mis. Me, the person who controls the money of this whole district. The first act was incredible. I'm just talking to myself in a mirror right now.
Well, you could be talking to me, your wife, if you would just open up a little bit, Robert.
I'm sorry, Magda. I had to say...
You're ignoring me and your daughter, Chrysanthemum.
Mommy! Why are you always yelling at Daddy?
Because Daddy doesn't look at Mommy the way he used to.
Magda, not now. Chrysanthemum, I'm sorry. Robert, put the pocket mirror away and be with your family.
Robert, thank you for doing what we talked about in therapy.
I'm sorry. Sometimes you know I have trouble with inner monologue and I need to say it into a mirror. I, the superintendent of this school district, have been impressed by this first act. I've loved it very much, and I'm reconsidering arts funding based on how good it is.
Are you going to give out arts funding on like a school basis or like a personal basis?
What does that mean?
I mean, like, are you going to decide which school gets the money or which people in which school get the money?
Which school department? I mean, this would be department-wide. I would give more to the orchestra, more to the clay classes.
Well, I think that would be good. And since most of the props seem to be made out of clay, I didn't realize sort of how much clay was an important part of set and prop building. But it seems to be integral to every single part of the production.
There's a lot of clay work in this, and I love it. So I'm going to increase arts funding across district-wide. Elementary schools can have music classes again. That's how good this production has been.
Robert,
especially that hound.
Yeah, Robert, I sometimes hate what you do in our relationship, but I love what you're doing professionally.
Thank you very much. I try to be a good and honest man.
Chrysanthemum, do you call that a clean blouse?
I'm sorry, I threw up.
I gave her a blueberry muffin. How did she do that with a blueberry muffin?
Magda, please do not shame the child for an honest mistake. Chrysanthemum,
yes?
Next time you vomit blueberry muffin on your blouse, you need to speak up before your mother sees it.
I'm sorry, I'll do better.
Ask for help, Chrysanthemum.
I'll do better next time, I'm sorry.
Oh, shh, the lights are going down.
Welcome back. Please remember to turn off your cell phones.
I love this part. It's so earnest.
Go Dolphins.
I love Go Dolphins.
Bring him home. Bring my Drogon home. Bring him home, my Drogon. Bring him home. Oh, Maria Snow, I know this isn't how you wanted it to be, but I have to set fire to every street in Gay Perry.
You must not do this. Don't do a character shift.
I must.
Everyone thought you were the good guy. Why do you want to go out like this?
Bring him home. Bring my Drogon home. I won't just set fire to Javert. I'll set fire to everyone down there. Bring him home. It's stark, but it was always to be my arc. We just ran out of time.
Sarah, don't be mad. I did a very stupid thing because I couldn't see where we're going, and I did walk us to the wrong school.
What? How could you do this? I'm dressed like Maria.
You don't go here.
I know, but hold on. We need to do this. She needs to do this. Sarah belongs on Broadway, so I know we're not in this show, but we do. I'm just going to walk us out there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here I go.
Left, you know what?
Left foot, right hand, left foot, right hand. Thank you, Tech, for letting us go out there. Your shirt's okay? Can you get us lit?
Of course I can.
Oh my god, they're so good at what they do.
And we wear black to blend in.
Tap, my is the sound of the Unsullied going. Tappity tap, tappity tap, the people of King's Landing going. Tappity tap, tappity tap, shuffle, ball change, off to Buffalo, double time step, triple time step. Rondajon, not tap, nobody noticed, hopefully. Here we go, pirouette, no, you did it again. Back to tap, shuffle, double change, shuffle, ball change, flap, 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 ball heel, flap, ball heel, woo, hoo, singing.
Bring him home, the hills are alive. And now we all will rise from the ashes.
Watch them run amok, catch them as they fall.
Do re mi fa sol la ti.
Listen, everyone in the land of the Game of Thrones, Les Miserables nudist colony.
Nailed it.
Teach you solfege. I will teach you Edelweiss.
There is another way. I didn't have to set fire. Instead, I could have learned music.
And I didn't have to be afraid of fire. I could have learned music.
We could have learned music.
Oh, the dear, a female dear.
I know we're just supposed to be giving away grant money to this school, but don't you have that one Broadway part that you were asked to fill?
Magda. Magda, yes. I wish you would listen to me when I explain my job. I don't give out grants. I approve
funding, but yes, I, as a former swing on Broadway, I made connections and relationships, and I do write a personal letter every year to award a scholarship to a student, and I know just the student.
Fingers crossed, fingers... Oh, ow, sorry. I'll do it when I'm not standing on one of my hands.
Yeah. The scholarship will go to... The Hound!
Me?
Well, I would give it to this very talented young performer, but she goes to a private school. She's outside my jurisdiction.
What? Wait. No, sorry, she doesn't. She's only in this production because I went to the wrong school again. She actually goes to a public school, not a poor school, but a poorer school.
She goes to a private boarding school.
She goes to a private boarding school.
We're currently still at the public school, the one that I control, and why I can't give her a grant. But as you're only 14, if you stay on this path, maybe I'll make an exception, and on your senior year, I'll write two letters. One to help a public school student who very much needs it, and one to help you, because why not? Because my wife says I can.
You can.
Wow, this is amazing. My dream's gonna come true.
I feel like I just embarrassed myself in front of the whole school again by not knowing what school I went to. Seeing all those naked teens and preteens really threw me for a loop, Sarah, but I am happy for you.
Well, guess what, Johnny?
What?
I got a surprise for you. I'm not going to Broadway alone. I can't do it without my legs.
You mean I get to be your legs all the way to Broadway?
Of course.
And he was. And he did.
My Fair Lady.
Every role she played, the feet and hands were his.
Thoroughly Modern Millie.
And they soared.
Alphaba.
The Lion King.
And they played every role on Broadway. And when the Tony she did win, who was the Tony she shared it with? The Tony was shared with Johnny, her shoulders all along.
Thank you so much. This award means so much, even though I've never actually spoken a single word on Broadway. Sarah, I'd like to thank you for doing all the work that got us here. Honestly, it's been a lifetime of love, and let me take this opportunity to get down on one knee.
What?
And one hand.
What?
Sarah, will you marry me here during our Tony acceptance speech?
Is a long-form improv team made up of four best friends, Lauren Lapkus,
lover,
Stephanie Allen,
lover,
Mary Holland,
lover,
and Aaron Whitehead.
Lover. They're so good at being humans and improv.
Oh my gosh, just a list of four people that are so incredible, so funny, so lovely, and together their chemistry is like off the charts.
It's nuts.
In their long-running show, The Perspective, they get cozy with each other in an engaging, hilarious, and candid conversation followed by an improv set.
It's kind of like The View, but the women are friends, plus drinking.
Yeah, the women aren't like, how can I drag you? Instead, they're like, how can I build you up and say funny things about how cool you are?
How can I build you up, and also how can we all be very, very talented comedians?
Yes. Listen along as the group is joined by fellow actors and comedians like Matthew Gray Gubler, Jason Mantzoukas, and more, only on Stitcher Premium.
Guys, get to it. What are you doing? To listen to the new season of Wild Horses, sign up at StitcherPremium.com and use promo code OFFBOOK for a free month trial, which also gives you all of the cool live shows that we've been putting out behind the secret paywall, and there's a lot of them, and they're all very good. But also, Wild Horses.
Couldn't drag me away from listening to Wild Horses and drinking with my friends.
Welcome back. Colleen.
That was so fun. You guys are so funny.
You're incredible.
I had so many tee-hees and grins.
Me too. I was laughing so much. And also, like, it did just give me, like, a deep joy singing with you.
Yeah.
It's been a very long time.
Very long time.
But it was so much fun. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. I barely get out of the house these days.
Because you have a baby.
I have a new baby.
And we were thinking, first of all, congratulations on bringing human life into this world. What a miracle.
Crazy.
What a joy.
You did it.
you did it. I never will. I never could. Because I'm a man.
You could junior it.
I could junior it. Guys. I could science fiction fantasy.
I'm just saying.
Could I though?
I don't want to go off on a tangent, but y'all need to rewatch that film because I rewatched when I was pregnant and it's incredible.
Okay. Incredible. How?
I'm just saying. Well, you don't ask questions, I guess, back then in the 90s or whenever that was made, but they just inject a fetus into his belly button and he's pregnant. And none of us asked any questions. We were like, yeah, that makes sense.
I would be willing to bet that there is not a single woman that worked on the production of that movie. And there was no one at any point that were just like, hey, actually, that wouldn't work at all.
Yeah.
Actually, a baby isn't like in your stomach. There's sort of a whole other thing going on there.
But I strongly recommend. Anyway, okay.
Hot wreck, everyone, go watch
Go
the
Junior. Junior with starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's a very incredible film.
We would like to do a rap segment with you about a baby, to a baby. We don't know. Maybe it's like a, this is a rap for babies. For babies. Yes. Yeah, this is a rap for babies.
This is for babies.
Yeah, I'll play it for Flynn.
This is that baby music.
Yo. Oh, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Sitting in your crib. Yeah. Thinking about all the things that you did when you spit up your mom's milk on your little bib. Hey, baby. Hey, baby, do you have object permanence?
No.
Is that a thing that you can't observe
Not
it?
Yet.
You don't know when your mom goes away. You start to think that that's the whole end of your day.
Baby, 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 you're doing great.
Hey, baby, 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 you're doing great.
You know that I just might give you praise for sleeping through most of the night. That was big. Sleep training is a hard thing to do, but you're a small human. I believe in you. You can do it. You got rattles and toys. You went so many hours without making that noise. I got a little sleep, not as much as I want, but hey, I'm gonna take what I can get. Hey, baby, baby,
baby, baby,
baby,
baby.
You're doing great, sleeping through some of the night.
Hey, baby,
baby, baby, baby, baby.
You're doing great.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, little baby, it's time to sleep.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, do you want a little suck on my teeth?
Yeah.
Hey, baby, sleep good. Oh, I need some rest.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, 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 something else.
Yeah.
Baby, baby, it's time to take a sleep.
Nah.
I can't rhyme, so I'm passing it away, baby. Go to sleep now, little nug.
Read this book, a book for children, stars and sheep. The sound of my voice will make you go to sleep. How much sleep does a baby need? It's gotta be more. A baby's got greed for that
baby. Baby, 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 doing great.
Doing great at being a baby.
Hey, baby, 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 you're doing great.
Doing great.
Oh. Oh yeah, you're gonna grow up, gonna have so much fun. See, but now, for now, you're gonna sleep in that one seat.
So cute.
Please don't get by diaper rash. And yes, I gotta stash away so much cash.
Hey, baby, I respect all that you did. You slept a whole night without rolling out of your crib. It was incredible. You got some hair on your head. I can't wait for you to be old enough to sleep in a bed. Got clothes I won't have to switch every month, 'cause you keep getting bigger very fast.
It's like, what am I supposed to do with this? This shirt now is too small for you. Do I use it as a flag out in the yard? I got too many flags. It's incredibly hard to keep up with you, but I love you, you know. Even at the ridiculous pace that you grow.
And baby, one day I'll drop you off at school. Yeah. But right now I'm noticing your increase in drool. Oh no, are you starting to cut some teeth? Oh no, give me some solace, we'll seek. Cause you're gonna regress and you're gonna re-cry. Because your teeth are trying to break, they're trying to try. Do I give you a little bit of ice? Or will you choke and that won't be nice?
Hey baby, 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 you're doing great, even though you're now crying a lot.
Hey baby, 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 baby,
you're doing great, though your face is now covered in snot. Hey baby, 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 you're doing great. Why did you get scissors? Put those down. Baby, 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 please stay off of the counter.
Good job keeping that baby alive.
This is that baby music, oh, ladies and gentlemen. Colleen Ballinger.
Oh my God. You guys are amazing. I gave up. I was just listening to you the whole time. I was like, I can't be bothered.
Have you freestyle rap before?
Obviously.
For your first time, no. That was rad as hell.
Oh, girl.
And it. Thank you. And please play that song for your baby.
Yeah, I will. I'll skip my part, but I'll play for you. Your guys' part. You guys are amazing.
We loved having you. This was such a fun, fun explosion of joy for us.
Truly a joy. Your show, Haters Back Off, is on Netflix. You have a Netflix special coming out?
I do. It just came out, actually.
It just came out.
Go watch it. My Netflix comedy special. Super fun.
And you are going to be in Waitress on Broadway.
I know.
What are the dates for that?
August 20th to September 15th. It's a short little run.
So oh my gosh. Life Dawn. Imitating art. She's going to be on Broadway.
And Zach's going to play my legs.
Yes, but don't tell them that. They don't know. And technically, it's breaking union rules. But we are going to do it. But yes. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
But when you see pictures of legs, just think, oh, one of those legs? There's a hand in that shoe.
Yes, there's a hand in that shoe. Yeah, I'm super excited. And then I'm going on a bus tour right after that.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
Where can people find like the dates and info for that too?
MirandaSings.com.
Heck yeah. Get at it. Colleen, thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you for having
me.
So
incredible
fun.
To see you again.
I just want to sit and watch you do your thing. You guys are geniuses.
Come on.
Thank you. Thank you, Dana, on the drums. Thank you, Scott, on the keys. Thank you, Brett, on the frets.
Listen to us on wherever you listen to podcasts, on Spotify, on Stitcher.
If you're in LA, we have an Every Place I Cry show coming up, which is our improvised emo concert, which is going to be very fun. Just hit us up on Twitter. We'll have all the dates for that out.
It's
soon.
August 20th at 8 p.m. at
August
Dynasty
20th.
Typewriter.
Thank you, Jessica, for knowing things when I don't.
Hey.
Like who is going to what school.
You can sit on my you can sit on my shoulders.
Hey, aww. Thanks. Takes two to do a standing ovation. Someone's gotta stand.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you're switching your play,
you're headed to Broadway!
Bye!
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improvised fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, where I now co-host a podcast with a wizard.
I am Usador.
And a talking badger.
Chunt, please.
Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern has just begun with a brand new adventure traveling across Foon to fight monsters, meet adventurers, and defeat the Dark Lord. Season 3 is a great jumping on point if you're a new listener or you've fallen behind. Join us as we discover new secrets and make new dumb mistakes with guests like Justin McElroy.
Listen to me. I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
You really do.
Like a historian.
Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species since we've been working together.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
I see here you also have the members of Genesis listed here, but Phil Collins is crossed out and then circled it again and then crossed out again.
Yes. Oh, that's a good catch. I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
Jesus.
Are you all right?
I mean, Jesus.
ruler of the eighth circle.
And several more who will maybe feel slighted by not being included in this list. Every episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern is completely made up on the spot, and every weird thing that plops out of our guest's mouth is canon on the show
forever.
So, for the love of Jazos, ruler of the Eighth Circle, join our quest. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.